The deadline is approaching for producers who want to sign up for the Stacked Income Protection Plan for Upland Cotton, also known as STACS, and the Supplemental Coverage Option, or SCO. Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, joins us to send a reminder to producers.
Well, the new insurance products that are out for cotton this year, namely the STACS product and the supplemental coverage option, will have the same sales closing dates as other insurance products that producers purchase each year. And for the southernmost parts of the cotton belt, that date is coming up rather quickly. It'll actually be January 31 where producers in that part of the cotton belt have to make their purchase decisions on STACS or SCO, as well as any additional coverage that they would like to have on their crop. For other parts of the cotton belt, as you move further north in the cotton belt, they're going to have a later time, a little bit longer window with which they can make that decision. Much of the cotton belt will have a decision to make around either February 28th or March 15th. So they need to keep those dates in mind on their crop insurance purchase decisions, namely STACS and SCO.
Other decision dates for producers to keep in mind
relate to the programs from the new farm bill that are administered by the Farm Service Agency, specifically decisions that have to be made regarding the ARC program or the PLC program. One of those decision dates comes up at the end of February, and that's the choice that producers have to make as to whether to retain or reallocate their covered commodity basis, as well as that's the date by which they need to finalize their decision about whether they would like to update yields for the purposes of the PLC program for covered commodities. So that's going to be February 27th is the date on that. Then by March 31st, producers will have to make a decision about the choice of ARC or PLC on a farm-by-farm, commodity-by-commodity basis for those covered commodities.
The thing to keep in mind about FSA programs is
the decisions that relate to those at the end of February and the end of March, those are one-time decisions that are made that stay with the farm for the life of the farm bill. The decisions to purchase STACS and SCO, those are always going to be annual decisions. Producers have the opportunity to decide for 2015, and then they can come back and reevaluate those crop insurance purchase decisions when we come to this time in 2016.
If producers do need more information,
they can go to the National Cotton Council's homepage at www.cotton.org. You'll see some links to the information on our homepage. Then you'll also see a button where producers can select a farm bill section that will take them to more details, and that's going to give them information and reminders about some of these dates that we're talking about.